Welcome to the special trauma clearing section of this audio program. This is really a special treat for you guys because this is one of the first times I've codified and released this trauma clearing process outside of my private healing sessions that I do with my clients. What we're going to do in this section is use the Theta Healing Technique to guide you through a step-by-step process of clearing powerful traumas out of your subconscious. These traumatic experiences we've had in our current lifetime, from our ancestors and from our other lifetimes, are very powerful in how they affect us. Because a trauma acts like a big distortion in your field. It's a big distortion in your energy. And if you're holding a lot of trauma about something, it can be very difficult to work with it. So for example, if you're holding trauma from having a lot of money, all your belief systems around money will be very distorted and difficult to work with. However, if we go and clear that trauma first, it will clear it all up, and it will become very easy to work with your belief systems afterwards. It's kind of like if there's trauma there, it's kind of like wading through molasses. It's sticky and difficult and hard, and you can move through it, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of energy. Clearing the trauma turns that molasses into water, which is much easier to work through. So when we do this trauma clearing, this is going to be a program that goes and clears it out of your subconscious using the Theta Healing Technique. And so it is like the block clearing in the other sections of this program, in that there are subaudible binaural beats encoded into this trauma clearing. So it is strongly recommended that when you do this, you listen to it with headphones. And it is okay to use it on an iPod or other portable MP3 player. It does work on an iPod, so that's fine. But you should listen to it with headphones because it uses the binaural beats to put you into a deep theta brainwave that only work with headphones. At the same time, it is not recommended that you be driving or operating machinery or doing anything that is potentially dangerous or requires your attention when you're going through this process, because the binaural beats that put you into a theta wave will interfere with your ability to focus and pay attention. That being said, what we're going to do is guide you through this process to clear a trauma out of your subconscious. Now, in order to allow this process to be generic, I'm not going to specify exactly what trauma that you're going to fill in. Instead, you're going to do that. And so when we do this, at every point during this process that I say fill in the blank, I want you to fill in the blank with whatever it is that you're clearing. So for example, if you're holding trauma from being a rich person, and I have you check, I'm holding trauma from fill in the blank, you're going to replace that with, I'm holding trauma from being a rich person. Another example would be, if you're holding trauma from having a lot of money, and I have you check, if I release the trauma from fill in the blank, something bad will happen. What you're going to repeat in muscle test is, if I release the trauma from having a lot of money, something bad will happen. So therefore, you can listen to this program repeatedly, each time you need to clear a new trauma, and it will work. What I've found is, with my private session clients, simply going through this process of trauma clearing and going through the questions and the processes included will clear about 95% of traumas out of people without needing to go any deeper or ask any more questions. As with the block clearing in the other sections of the program, it's not going to be 100%. There may be traumas that will not completely clear using this process. If that does happen, I encourage you to make a note of it and use some other technique one-on-one with a practitioner in order to get down to the root of it and clear it out. Personally, I like the Theta Healing Technique. That's what I do professionally, as I found it a very fast, easy, powerful, and effective way to clear negative belief systems and traumas out of the subconscious. However, it's certainly not the only way, and you're welcome to use other techniques if you're familiar with them. So once again, this will clear 95% plus of traumas out of your subconscious and can truly transform your life. For the rest, make a note of it, and you'll probably need to work one-on-one with a practitioner in order to get the rest of the way. All right, so let's do it. When we do the trauma clearing protocol, we will be using muscle testing. So I encourage you to do some calibration test right now to make sure your muscle test is working properly. So go ahead and zip up your field and say yes. This should give you a positive or strong or yes result. If you're not muscle testing clearly, please pause this program and either go view my book, Where Science Meets Spirit, The Formula for Miracles, for more information on troubleshooting your muscle test, or view the companion DVD, Secrets of Muscle Testing, which is full of tips, tricks, and ways to troubleshoot and change your muscle test to get a clear, accurate result with just about anybody every time. And so if you're having trouble with the muscle testing, go troubleshoot that now. Otherwise, let's continue. So now I want you to zip your field and say no. This should give you a backwards or a false or a weak response to your muscle test. And so if you're getting a clear muscle test, if you're getting a strong affirmative or forward on a yes, and a weak negative or backwards on a no, let's go ahead and continue. So when we do the trauma clearing, it's important to recognize that if we have some traumatic event that has occurred, whether it's a past life memory of being killed or something that happened in our childhood that was very dangerous and painful and traumatic or whatever it may be, it's never necessary to go into all the drama and details of what happened that created the trauma. Instead, the only things we need to be concerned with are why you believe you still need to hold on to it. So, for example, if your home burned down when you were a small child, we don't need to know where it was or who caused it or anything like that. The only thing we need to address is all the belief systems in your subconscious mind that tell you you still need to carry this trauma today. Because once we've released all the beliefs that tell you you need to hold on to the trauma, we are then able to clear it out without needing to do any regressions or get you to relive it in any way. This is a very powerful, very fast way of dealing with traumas abstractly, and I've used it with amazing results with my clients over the years. So the first thing we're going to do is a muscle testing to make sure there's trauma there. And so when we work with trauma, I like to identify it in three different levels. The first level, we're just going to call trauma. In my terminology, in my semantics, trauma is simply the emotional impact of an experience. And so when something happens that powerfully impacts us emotionally, that's trauma. The second level is called shock. Shock is the body's physical response to trauma. And so when you're given terrible news, it will physically impact you. It can make you sick or debilitated. Similarly, if you have had a very serious injury or an accident or an illness, the trauma of that can cause shock in the body that's held in the cells of the physical body. And we were going to clear that too with this process. The third and deepest level is what I call cellular trauma. This is when something that happens to you is so big and so powerful that it not only affects you, the aggregate human being, but it also has an impact on the consciousness of every cell in your body. To use a metaphor, let's say that all the people of the world are like the cells of our body. When a devastating event occurs on the world stage, such as the 9/11 terrorist attacks, not only is the world as a whole affected, but every individual person is also affected by that traumatic experience. That's kind of like what cellular trauma is. And so events that are very painful and powerful can affect not only us, but also every cell of our bodies. And so the theta healing process I use here is designed to go deep into the cells of your body to clear out all the trauma, all the shock, and even the cellular trauma. So you can be completely healed, release that distortion in your belief systems, and move forward to powerfully heal and manifest the life that you desire. All right, so let's go back and do some muscle testing. The first thing I want you to check is, I'm holding trauma from fill in the blank. This will tell you if your subconscious is holding a traumatic memory or imprint of this experience. Next, I want you to check, I am holding shock from fill in the blank. This will tell you if it got onto a physical level. Some of you guys listening to this program who have done other forms of emotional clearing may find that you're not holding trauma, but you are holding shock. This happens because many emotional release and healing techniques are good at addressing the emotional trauma, but don't have the ability to get deep into the physical structure of the body in order to release the shock and cellular trauma. Theta healing in particular excels at this, so you shouldn't be surprised if you check for some traumatic experience and it's not there, but there is shock or cellular trauma. Don't worry, the same process works to clear all of them. Next, I want you to check, I'm holding cellular trauma from fill in the blank. This will tell us if the cellular memory has been impacted by this experience. All right, now you know whether or not you have trauma, shock, and or cellular trauma. Now we're going to go through a series of questions that will guide us through a process for releasing all the belief systems that tell you you still need to hold on to it. Because once you clear all the beliefs that tell you you still need to have it, it's a very fast and easy process to clear it out of you, permanently and forever. So, if you're holding trauma, what I want you to do for all of these belief systems is check, I need this trauma, fill in the blank. If the trauma is not there, but the shock or cellular trauma is, simply substitute the word shock. So, for example, if you have an experience of being a rich person and there's trauma, and we're checking the belief, I need this trauma to be safe, just say exactly that, I need this trauma to be safe. However, if there's not trauma there, but there is shock, simply replace the word trauma with shock. So you would check, I need this shock to be safe. Or if there's no trauma and no shock, but there is cellular trauma, you're going to say, I need this cellular trauma to be safe. For simplicity of language, I'm going to use the word trauma. But again, if there's no trauma there, you can use shock instead. And if there's no shock there, you can use cellular trauma. So let's clear through what I call the most important usual suspects for why we hold trauma. First, I want you to check, I need this trauma so I can be safe. Safety is a critical, important reason why we hold trauma. And it's interesting that this is really a false belief, because trauma or fear of something actually draws it to us through the law of attraction. And so that's a false belief, in that you think you need the trauma to be safe, but exactly the opposite is happening, because that traumatic experience is actually drawing it to you through the law of attraction. So if that was a true or a positive, if you tested true to, I need the trauma to be safe, we're going to show you how to be safe without it and what that feels like. So now check, I know how to be safe without the trauma. If that's a backwards or a no, offer me permission and I'm going to go teach you how to be safe without it. Okay, and let's check that again. I know how to be safe without the trauma. And now it should be a yes or a forward. Next check, I know what it feels like to be safe without the trauma. If that's a backwards or a no, offer me your permission, and we're going to change that. Okay, and check one more time. I know what it feels like to be safe without the trauma. Now that should be a yes or a forward or a positive. Next, I want you to check, holding this trauma is the best way to be safe. If that's a yes or a forward, offer me your permission and we're going to change that. And check one more time. Holding this trauma is the best way to be safe. Now it should be gone. And now check. Holding this trauma is the only way for me to be safe. If that's a yes or a forward, offer me your permission and we'll show you that that's not true, that you can be safe without it. And check that one more time. Holding this trauma is the only way for me to be safe. Now it should be a backwards or a no or a false result. The next belief I want you to check is, it's possible for me to be safe without this trauma. If you get a yes or a forward, that's great. If you get a no or a backwards, offer me your permission and let's change that belief so you believe it is possible to be safe without it. Okay, and check that again. It's possible for me to be safe without the trauma. All right, and now check, I'm allowed to be safe without the trauma. If it's a no or a backwards, offer me your permission. We'll change that belief so you believe you are allowed to be safe without it. And muscle test it one more time. I'm allowed to be safe without the trauma. And that should be a yes. Now, we're going to go release the belief system that tells you you need this trauma to be safe. So offer me your permission, and we're going to change that belief for you. All right, and check it one more time. I need this trauma so I can be safe. It should be cleared now. It should be a no. In very rare circumstances, you might require more digging. If it still isn't clear, if it's still a yes, make a note of this and you'll need to dig deeper. So let's move on to the second usual suspect why we hold trauma, which is that we think we have something to learn from it. So please muscle test. I need to learn something from this trauma. If you get a yes or a forward, offer me your permission, and I'm going to teach you what it is you need to learn from that trauma right now. Okay, and now I want you to check. It takes time for me to learn about this trauma. If you get a yes or a forward, give me your permission, and we're going to change that belief and show you how to learn everything you need to learn from it instantly. Okay, and let's check that one more time. It takes time for me to learn about this trauma. And now it should be clear, or a no, or a weak. Next belief I want you to check is, I have to learn about this trauma the hard way. This is a very common belief system. So if you're getting a yes or a forward, offer me your permission. I'm going to show you how and what it feels like to learn what you need to learn from this trauma the easy way. Okay, and check one more time. I have to learn about this trauma the hard way. And it should be clear. It should be giving a backwards or a false. The next belief I want you to check is, I have to learn about this trauma myself. If that's a yes or a forward, offer me your permission. We're going to show you how you can learn about it straight from the Creator, straight from the universe, from the divine mind. So you don't have to go out and learn everything you need to learn yourself. It can just come right to you, right here, right now. Okay, and check that one more time. I have to learn about this trauma myself. And it should be clear. Now, I want you to go back and check again. I still have something to learn from this trauma. Now it should be clear. It should be backwards, meaning that you've learned everything you need to learn from it, and that's no longer a reason to carry it around with you. In very rare circumstances, that may still be a yes, in which case you will need some deeper digging to address why you still think you need to learn something from it. All right, on to the next usual suspect. I want you to please muscle test. I know how to live without this trauma. If that's a no or a backwards, I'm going to teach you how and what that feels like. And now I want you to check. I know what it feels like to live without this trauma. If it's a no or a backwards, give me your permission and we'll teach you that. Now check. I'm allowed to live without this trauma. If that's a backwards or a no, give me your permission and we'll change that belief so you do think you're allowed to live without it. And check that one more time. I'm allowed to live without this trauma. Now it should be a yes or a forward. Next check, it's possible for me to live without this trauma. If that's a backwards or a no, give me your permission, we'll change that belief, so you do believe it's possible to live without it. Okay, and check that again, it's possible for me to live without this trauma. Now it should be a yes or a forward. Now let's go back and recheck. I know how to live without this trauma. Now it should be going a yes or forward or giving a positive or affirmative response. And also recheck, I know what it feels like to live without this trauma. It too should also be giving a positive or affirmative response. In rare cases, you may still have a no, in which case you might need some deeper digging to get to the root of this. But most of the time, for most people in most circumstances, this is all you need to get through the clearing. Next belief system, I want you to please check, I know who I am without this trauma. If that's a no or a backwards, offer me your permission, and we're going to download into you with Theta Healing the truth of who you are without the trauma. Because our identity is often very wrapped up in our traumas, we don't know who we are without the terrible things that have happened to us. But the truth is, we are not our traumas. We are not our experiences. And so we can learn the truth of that and kind of make a separation between our identity and our traumas to allow us to release these traumas once and for all. And now I want you to check. I'm allowed to know who I am without this trauma. That's a backwards or a no. Offer me your permission. We'll change that belief so you do think you're allowed. And check that one more time. I'm allowed to know who I am without this trauma. And it should be a yes or forward or a strong response. Next belief. Check. It's possible for me to know who I am without this trauma. If that's a no or a backwards, offer me your permission. We'll make that possible for you. And check one more time. It's possible for me to know who I am without this trauma. Now it should be a forward or yes. Now let's retest. I know who I am without this trauma. Now it should be going yes. It should be a forward, a strong, or an affirmative result. And now check. I know who I am without this trauma from Creator's perspective. And you're welcome to substitute another word for Creator. You can say God, Source, Universe, Cosmos, Spirit, whatever. If you get a no or a backwards, we're going to change that so that you're using the divine truth of your identity and not some human understanding. So if that was a no or a backwards or a false result, offer me your permission and we'll change that. And check one more time. And I know this from the Creator's perspective. Now it should be a yes or a forward result. Again, in rare circumstances, it may still be a no and you'll need some deeper digging. Next belief to check, our last usual suspect for holding trauma, is I need the trauma so that it never happens again. If you're getting a yes or a forward result, we want to change that. Because the belief that holding the trauma prevents it from happening again is another false belief. Because if you understand the law of attraction, you know that if you're afraid of something, if you're pushing it away and resisting it, you're actually giving it power and magnetizing it into your life. So it's a false belief that being traumatized and afraid of something prevents it from happening. In fact, just the opposite occurs. So now I want you to check. I know how to prevent this from happening again without trauma. If that's a backwards or a no, offer me your permission. We're going to teach you how to prevent this from happening again without needing the trauma. And check again. I know how to prevent this from happening again without trauma. And now it should be a yes or a forward. And next check, I know what it feels like to prevent this trauma from happening again without trauma. If you get a backwards or a no, offer me permission and we're going to show you what it feels like to prevent it from happening again without trauma. And check one more time. I know how to prevent this from happening again without trauma. Now let's move on and check. Holding this trauma is the best way to make sure it never happens again. If you're getting a yes or a forward, offer permission. We want to release that belief because it's not true. And check again. Holding this trauma is the best way to make sure it never happens again. And now it should be a backwards or a false. Next check. Holding this trauma is the only way for me to make sure it never happens again. If you get a yes or a forward, go ahead and give me your permission and we'll change that, because it doesn't have to be the only way for you. So let's check that again. Holding this trauma is the only way for me to make sure it never happens again. Now it should be a backwards or a false. So now let's go back and recheck that belief. I need this trauma so it never happens again. Now it should be clear. It should be going backwards or false or weak. In rare circumstances, you might need deeper digging. Now let's check. I still need to carry this trauma. If it's a yes or a forward, let's see if we can just release that belief and get you prepared to get rid of this trauma. and check it one more time. I still need to carry this trauma. It should be a no or backwards or a week. If it's still a yes, you might need some deeper digging. There are other reasons why you still need to carry the trauma, but you'll have to work out one-on-one with a trained practitioner of some technique that can help you release it. But most people, most of the time, this is all you need. It should now be saying false to the muscle test, I still need this trauma. Now we're going to clear it out of you. But before we do, we have to make sure you know how to clear it and that nothing bad is going to trigger as a result. So please muscle test. I know how to release this trauma. If you get a no or a backwards, give me your permission, we'll teach you how. And now check, it's possible for me to release this trauma. If it's a no or a backwards, offer your permission, we'll make that possible. And check it again, it's possible for me to release this trauma. Now it should be going yes or forward or strong. Next check, I'm allowed to release this trauma. If you're getting a no or a backwards, offer me your permission. We'll change that so you are allowed. And recheck, I'm allowed to release this trauma. Now it should be going yes or forward or giving a strong response. So now let's recheck, I know how to release this trauma. Now it should be giving a yes response. And let's next check. I know what it feels like to release this trauma. Now that should also be a yes. The last belief we're going to check before we clear it is, if I release this trauma, something bad will happen. If that's a yes or a forward, give me your permission. We're going to change that belief to make sure nothing bad happens if you release the trauma. And check that again. If I release this trauma, something bad will happen. It should be backwards now. And so if you don't need the trauma, if everything is cleared up to this point, if nothing bad is going to happen if you release it, I'm going to go through now with your permission and clear the trauma from this incident. Whatever it may be, whatever the fill in the blank was. However, if you're still getting a yes to I need the trauma, or a yes to if I release the trauma, something bad will happen, I would encourage you to pause this program, and before we do the clearing, go work one-on-one with somebody to dig deep into whatever reasons are left to clear those belief systems so you're ready to release the trauma once and for all. So if you're ready, let's do it. Give me your permission, and we're going to go and clear this trauma. All right, and now, with your permission, I'm going to go clear the shock from this experience. And now the last part, we're going to clear the cellular trauma. So offer your permission and we'll clear out the cellular trauma. right. So let's recheck our muscle test. Go ahead and check. I'm holding trauma from fill in the blank. Now it should be giving a backwards or a false response. Next muscle test, I'm holding shock from fill in the blank. And it too should be going backward or giving a no or weak result to your muscle test. And last muscle test here, check. I'm holding cellular trauma from fill in the blank. And it too should be clear now. Should be giving a weak, a backwards, or a no result. If it's all clear, congratulations. Trauma clearing has been achieved. If not, make a note of it. And I would encourage you to work one-on-one with someone to do a little bit deeper digging to get to the bottom of it. Because once you clear these traumas, you'll see incredible change in your life as a result. As with all the block clearing sections of this program, it's recommended that you not do this trauma clearing too often. I would not recommend using it more than once every few days in order to give your body a chance to process and integrate the changes. So enjoy the wonderful new life you've had and look forward to having you experience the rest of this program.